Welcome to a special CI Center podcast. Today we're talking about 502 Key Counterintelligence Events, Offensive Double Agent Operations, a five-day course offered by the CI Center. We're here with David Major to tell us more about the course. David, could you give us an overview about this course and what people will learn?
In the intelligence community, in the national security community, very few people understand the importance of running offensive operations, which is another euphemism for understanding that there's two ways to do counterintelligence. One way is to be on your heels, to have very defensive programs, to be concerned about someone targeting you, and you respond to that by having security awareness programs, by doing investigations, trying to understand how a foreign intelligence collector would collect against you. And that course is to a large degree covered in 501. It's the defensive side of counterintelligence, and it's the side that most people are aware of. However, there's another way of approaching it, and that is set forth by Jim Olson, a former CIA chief of counterintelligence, in his book Fair Play, which I highly recommend to anybody. He talks about offensive operations or double agent operations as the caviar of intelligence, and he's absolutely right. It is truly the caviar of intelligence and counterintelligence. Double agentry is done by almost all nations. It is allowing intelligence collector to operate, but you control their operations and you watch what they're doing and you learn from that. And so it truly provides this very special window into understanding how a nation needs to respond to being under intelligence attack. If I'm asked as a counterintelligence professional to explain what a particular country or collector is doing, it, whether they be Al-Qaeda or whether they be the Lebanese or the Hezbollah or Russia or China or India or Israel or any country in the world that might find in their national interest to collect against the United States, and that's where you start from, some other nation has made the decision to collect against you. You then decide as a nation whether that's acceptable to you, and the answer should be it should be never acceptable. Some nation or transnational actor has decided it's in their interest to collect intelligence against the United States. So taking an offensive approach to it is to monitor, learn how they operate. I like to say that as a good counterintelligence officer, you read contrails. All of us have had the experience of looking up and seeing a jet in the spring or the fall where we can see the contrails of the jet. You can't see the jet, but you can see where it's been. A good counterintelligence service professional reads contrails. They see where a collector has been and where they're going. And the way you do that is watching them operate, allowing them to do it. And this course, 502, is a rich, deeper understanding of not how to conduct those operations, but why those operations are important. And so we explore both how double agent operations have been conducted against the United States, the consequences of that, and also how we have used that same methodology to get a make on what an intelligence service is doing. One of our professors, who is one of the world-class offensive operations gurus in my mind, uses an analogy. He says that if you have a teenage girl at home and you want to protect that teenage girl, you lecture her about the boys who live down the street, and you lecture her about not how to look like she's attractive to the boys down the street, and how she should not go out with them and walk by their house. But you're afraid that those boys, those teenage boys, are going to come down and do something bad to your teenage girl. And so you can take these very passive approaches about lecturing her, advising her, telling her to report anything they're doing, telling her not to go in front of their house, not to look attractive in front of them, or you can go and burn down their house. And if you go down, burn down the house, the boys will leave. Offensive counterintelligence is going down and burning down the house. It's attacking the collector. It's eliminating the threat. And so in 5 days, we take that theory, and we not only discuss it, but we then discuss it by showing many, many examples of actually doing it. And at the end, we have a very complicated and very in-depth actual case study that goes on for 8 hours, in which we evaluate a very major case, and we try to make a judgment on whether that case was bona fide or a double agent run against us. Once again, we use high-tech methodologies to allow people to make decisions as they look at this particular case, which I will not reveal as to what the case is, but it's a notorious case. And we ask the question, was this case that was run against America or run by America, was that this person an operational game? Was this a double agent run against us? Or is the person a bona fide agent? In today's world on the war on terror, today's world when we're still under intelligence attack, a major issue that you hear all the time is asset validation. In essence, 502 is a big course about asset validation. How do we know the intelligence we have? How do we know how to trust it? In the intelligence leading up to the war in Iraq, we know that one of the principal sources of information was a source that the Germans were operating known as Curveball. Anybody who's ever read anything about what's been going on in America, the 21st century, and the war in Iraq has heard the code name about Curveball. The bigger question was Curveball telling you the truth or not? Was he sent as an operational game, a double agent, or did he just fabricate information, or was he telling the truth? There are three possibilities. How do you believe the intelligence you're receiving to make a good judgment? To answer that question well, you have to have a deep, rich understanding of the double agent methodologies so that you can come to a conclusion. And if you do not understand double agentry, how it's run, why it's run, the advantages and disadvantages of doing it, the methodologies, you really don't have a very good capability to make good judgments on using the intelligence you have. And we should never forget that we are in an intelligence war. That's what this war on terrorism that we're fighting today is. It will win or fail based on over a period of time, based on the ability to do good intelligence and counterintelligence. And part of that is finding a methodology to do good asset validation. So at the end of the day, this course provides those tools for those people in the intelligence community or the national security community who have to answer those questions. Whether you're operating at the White House, which I did when I was in the National Security Council as the Director of Counterintelligence Programs, or I'm buried in some analytical unit somewhere overseas, however I fit into that, if I don't have a rich, deep understanding of offensive operations, double agentry, operational games, I'm really handicapped in our ability to make good analysis. And that's what this one-week course does.
Okay, just to clarify some of the people that don't really understand the terminology. Sometimes some people might think double agents are like spies, like Rick Ames. And Time Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report, they'll say Ames or Hansen, they are double agents, and that gets people kind of confused. Can you clear that up for everybody?
That's a great point, because there's no single term in the intelligence business that's more misunderstood than the term double agent. We call real spies against us double agents. They're not. Double agents are good guys, good women. Double agents is when I let someone become an agent for a foreign power, but I control that. So the real spies against you are not double agents. They are agents. They are moles. Bob Hansen, who worked for the KGB, was an agent of the KGB. He was an FBI special agent, but he was never working with the FBI to help them understand it. He was just an employee. If, which he was not, Bob Hansen had actually been an agent of the KGB, but doing that at the behest of U.S. intelligence, at the behest of the FBI, then we would have called him a double agent, which would have made him a good guy. The media gets this wrong all the time. As a matter of fact, of the books written by Bob Hansen, two of them are named Bob Hansen, the worst double agent in American history. And it's always amazing how frustrating it is that people cannot get this. So the media will always get this term wrong. And in our course, we make sure that people have a much deeper understanding of what double agentry really is and why it's important to protect the national interest.
Okay, for more information about this course, please visit our website, cicenter.com, that's cicentre.com, or call us at 703-642-7450, or toll free 1-800-779-4007.